Brett Anderson joins us now, the CEO of the Canucks Autism Network. Brett, first foremost, how much of it is a relief to finally get this night off the ground? It was supposed to be April 2nd. You must be thrilled to finally have this night.
Well, yeah, you know, and first off, guys, thank you for having me on. It is a pleasure to speak to you guys. I'm a big fan. But yeah, what a relief to have this come off, and what bad luck for the Canucks, and the fact that, you know, this was actually scheduled twice for us and it was postponed both times. I thought that I had actually jinxed it somehow. So let's hope the puck drops tonight and it goes forward.
Yeah, I think it will, because we can't have another Ryan Yao interview, Britt. Like, we're not going there again. Hey, listen, I'm joking. He's a proud father. Congrats to him. It was awesome having him on, but it's great to have you as well. Tell us a little bit about the organization and some of the ups and downs that you guys have had to fight through during this COVID, but still keeping it going and getting some programs and some things out to people who really need it.
Yeah, let me tell you a little bit about us. Yeah, absolutely. We're obviously very tied to the Canucks organization, and in fact, our founders are Paolo and Claire Aquilini. So obviously, you know that connection. And really, we were founded with the principle of really giving kids an opportunity to build skills and self confidence, and give them a chance to really reach their, you know, fully reach their capabilities by simply giving them a chance. And so we have a lot of sports programs. We have art and technology. We have social and life skills. We even, as kids grow into adults, we have employment opportunities. And we work with local businesses and ensure that they're, you know, ready to accept people into their doors and really become a truly diverse and inclusive workplace. So yeah, it's been a tough go for us during COVID. You know, certainly our programs, we had to cancel our face-to-face programs. We did adapt pretty quickly and move to the virtual world. Really proud of that work, and very happy that we are now able to open our doors again and have some of those face-to-face programs with a whole host of safety protocols in place. But, you know, the other thing that hurt is we rely on the generosity of the community to really pay for those programs. And, you know, we have the Canucks organization that's been fantastic for us, and Canucks for Kids Fund, which I heard you talking about before I joined on air, amazingly generous. But, you know, we've had to give up some fundraisers that you know, some of the events that have brought in some big revenue for us and paid for these programs. So that's been a challenge. That's definitely been a challenge.
One of the things people can be a part of tonight is the How Sweet It Is jersey raffle. This is pretty cool that people can grab a ticket to win a trio of jerseys from Daniel Henrik and Elias Pettersson.
Yeah, and you know, hey, how clever is my marketing person, hey, to come up with How Sweet It Is, right? And those are probably the three most famous Swedes outside of Sweden, and certainly in this city. And yeah, in order to do that, so there's a May 1st deadline on this raffle. Buy tickets, you will win not one, not two, but all three jerseys if you're successful. Tickets start at $5. All you need to do is go to CanucksAutism.ca, and while you're there, just learn a little bit more about what we do. I think you'll be, you know, all your listeners will be very impressed. And certainly, you know, this is open to any Canuck fan, but you know what? We will allow Leafs fans to actually get a ticket as well.
Yeah, anything for a good cause. Let's take all their money. That would be great.
Yeah, exactly.
Take 2 points and take their money.
That's great.
Tonight at the game, there's a few special, I'll say, people taking part in some different things as well in and around. Not just you talking to us, but it must be quite the experience for them to, you know, take part in the presentation of a National Hockey League game.
Well, yeah, and let me tell you a little bit about that. So, I mean, truly, and we're so grateful to the Canucks. I mean, this is probably they're spotlighting the autistic community on probably the biggest stage in Vancouver, if not the entire province. And, you know, the night opens up with the national anthem sung by a 12-year-old boy named Gavin Leung. He's one of the Canucks Autism Network's participants. Amazing singer. I've heard him sing in the past, and boy, fingers crossed for him. That's going to be a lot of fun and really exciting for him. Announcing the starting lineup with Al Murdoch is Ryan Chilton, another CAN participant. He's who does a lot of broadcasting on the side. And so, you know, this is going to be a really neat experience for him. Cranking the siren, we've got a longtime Canucks Autism Network volunteer. She's also a nurse and a frontline worker, so we truly love her. And that's Nidhi Shukla. And so a lot of support for the Canucks Autism Network tonight at the game. And all of this is brought to you by a Canucks sponsor and a sponsor of ours, and that's Herbaland, who is donating 10% of all their vitamin supplement sales right through to the end of March, or to the end of May, pardon me, for tonight's games.
Brett, I want to ask you about something, because you mentioned, hey, if you want to learn more about this, you can go to CanucksAutism.ca, and there's a word you've used over, and it's in the headline for the evening. It's Autism Acceptance Game, and through my own education of trying to learn about this, it's an important word, because usually when there's initiatives, it's always about, you know, something awareness. The word acceptance plays its very important role in what you guys are achieving. Why is that word so important about what this night like tonight is about?
Well, really, you know, and great question. I mean, really, for us, it's it used to be called autism awareness years ago, and we've realized, and this is truly in listening to you know, the people on the spectrum that we work with, is that awareness isn't enough. People need to feel included. They need to see, you know, we need to see diverse faces in every community space, and that truly means acceptance. And so, you know, our mission at the Canucks Autism Network is that everyone on the autism spectrum and their families are understood, accepted, and supported in all community spaces across the province. So we've truly embraced that, even to the point of changing the language from awareness to acceptance. And it just encourages the community to understand that people on the spectrum are unique individuals just like all of us, and they have, you know, unbelievable individual strengths, interests, and abilities, and we have to be open and receptive to that.
Brett, it's too bad we couldn't do the CAN Pro-Am hockey tournament, but we'll hopefully get back there again. But I would be remiss if I didn't ask you a hockey question. So we've been debating here today about the Canucks and their playoff chances, and, you know, Bick so aptly pointed out, when the Canucks are near the end, Montreal will finish up. Vancouver will still have 5 games left to play. So we asked Yannick Hansen, we talked about it, how many points back do Vancouver need to be to have a realistic shot of making the playoffs if Montreal's finished up and they still have 5 to go?
Oh my gosh, you guys are killing me with these challenging questions. I don't know, but and I feel like I truly feel like as soon as I start talking and giving my opinion about any sport, be it hockey or any other sport that I'm into, I jinx it, and so I don't want to give a prediction.
All right.
I don't want to do that, but you know what, I listened to the press conference and Travis was talking about bringing emotion and bringing energy to the game that we definitely saw in the last game. And I got to think that that's the way all the Canucks feel. And I think if they feel that way and they bring it, we'll see some success.
He is Brett Anderson of the Canucks Autism Network. It is Canucks Acceptance. It is Autism Acceptance Game tonight. So a lot of festivities planned. You can go to CanucksAutism.ca to familiarize yourself with everything and how to get involved tonight. Brett, thanks a lot for your time today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And go Canucks, go.
That's Brett Anderson from the Canucks Autism Network. Should be a great night. Again, the How Sweet It Is jersey raffle. You get 3 different jerseys. You can win all 3 from Elias Pettersson, Henrik Sedin, and Daniel Sedin, all in support of CAN. You can buy them online at CanucksAutism.ca.
Yo, how good would that look in your room to have those jerseys up there autographed by those 3?
For sure.
Teams? Yeah, it would be awesome.
Absolutely. Again, just log on and you can get your raffle ticket. So, game day tonight,